Okay, this is Randy Barnes from the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, also known as HOPE Services. We are doing a series of programs that highlight families in Henry County that are related to a person served by HOPE. This month, we are with Rhonda Revis. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about what your connection is with HOPE.
Well, my connection with HOPE is through my brother, Perry Davis. He goes to HOPE every day while I'm at work. It's a wonderful program that I know that he's safe and content with during the day.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Perry.
Well, he's very busy, so HOPE is perfect for him because they have a lot of activities. He is very active in the Special Olympics. He wants to be involved in anything that they have to offer.
Okay, now, this is kind of like a little history, if you can give us a little history. When did Perry start with HOPE, or maybe give us the story as to how you came into the picture with Perry?
Well, actually, HOPE approached me when my mother died. Perry lived with our mother, and so she was really involved in what was going on with him. And when she died, at the funeral home, there was an enormous amount of HOPE staff members that came to the funeral home for Perry, and they shared their thoughts and ideas and numbers and that they would support us in any way and all the programs that were involved.
Okay. Yeah, I remember your mom, and she was very active with Perry and the whole deal. Oh, how many years then have you been involved with Perry and HOPE?
20 years. It's been 20 years since our mother died. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, how has HOPE impacted Perry's life?
Oh, I think he's so much happier. Since he's been at HOPE. There just seems to be so much more to offer for him. The calendar is just amazing, the different things that he does every day. It's like his second family. He looks forward every day to going. They just do all kinds of things, take him places that maybe I don't have the opportunity to take him.
Okay. Now, what maybe is the impact on your life? I think you've touched on it, but just maybe real quick, since Perry's involved with HOPE, what happens for you?
Well, just a peace of mind that I know that he's safe, that he's happy, that the staff is taking very good care of him. They're good to him. They love him, and that's what I get out of it, peace of mind.
Oh, and it's allowed you to continue with a big part of your life, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what kind of things does Perry do during a typical week, if there is a typical week?
Well, the HOPE services, he goes there every day with their activities. At home, he has his certain chores. He likes things that he wants to do, and he likes to do mainly our dogs. He likes to take care of the dogs and the trash and the recyclables. Weekends are pretty laid back. He is very involved in the Special Olympics and participates during the week and the evenings with those activities. They're getting ready to start cycling. He's looking forward to that.
Oh, it's warm enough now. Okay, how is your, well, let's go. Is there anything that sticks out for you that if another parent or family came up and asked you about HOPE, what would you say?
I would say the staff, their generosity, their knowledge, their kindness. They will do anything for you. They work with you. I've never had an unpleasant experience at all.
Anything you want to add? Can you think of it? And it's okay if you can't, because we're getting close to the time.
I just think it's a wonderful program, and I'm really blessed that this county has such a wonderful organization.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us today and sharing a little bit about Perry.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Well, Okay, if you have any questions or comments about Hope Services, please call 419-599-2892. That's the Maumee Street office. If you have a question about supported employment or early intervention services, please call 419-592-0126. That's the Scott Street office. Or you can go to www.henrydd.org. That'll get you to our website, which is wonderful. I'd like to say thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you to the sponsors. Until next time, make sure you get up, get out, and move.